Ah, human. You're awake. So I guess you didn't die. Pity. Oh well, let's get this over with. Are you there? Human. Oh, human. Wake the fuck up. Good morning, human. Thank you for joining us. My name is Valeria. Well, my actual name is probably beyond your ability to pronounce, so let's go with Valeria. And you are? Really? Your parents didn't really think very highly of you, did they? Moving on. Sorry about the blast. One of the side effects of a crap summoning circle. You see, you were supposed to use a restriction sigil to keep my energies in check until I arrived. So, who the hell taught you summoning? I mean, what kind of warlock are you anyway? Where's the rest of your demon army? What do you mean, what do I mean? When you summon a succubus familiar, you ordinarily are supposed to do that after the rest of your forces are assembled. I'm more espionage and single target elimination before or while your forces are attacking an opposing army. Wait, where the fuck am I? What kind of warlock are you? And just what is office administration? Your job? What? How the hell did I get here? What's this? And just where, pray tell, did you get this crap from? It's all out of sequence and mostly incomplete. And what is this sigil? Did you get this mark from Disneyland? What is this? Magic the Gathering? How the fuck did you... I mean, please forgive me, my master. Would you please answer your familiar's question, where did these spells come from? No, master, I am not angry. Why would you ask? Oh, fuck it. Go ahead and punish me. Just what kind of flaming fuck of hellfire do you have going on here? You're obviously not a warlock. You obviously have no army. I can't see how you even had the ability to summon a goddamn rat, let alone a fucking 7th-tier succubus from the goddamn Fourth Shadows Tempest Legion. What the fuck is it with you humans suddenly summoning my kind for shits and giggles? I swear, a lot, but I fucking swear, you idiots should have never developed written language. Fuck! What? Oh, right. About a year ago, my lady, Calypso, Lord of the Tempest Region, was fucking drunk, summoned by a moron to fuck with some bitch that was pissing him off. TLDR, she fell for this junkin' fuckwit, and... Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, Lady Calypso, I meant no offense. Please forgive me and give my best to your beloved. Yeah, don't worry about it. Demon lords have a direct link with their armies, so basically, as you can see, I just shit on my boss and her lover and she called me out for it. Anyway, let's figure this out. Show me your summoning circle and the sigils and glyphs you used. Do you remember the language you invoked me with? How about show me what you were doing before I was dragged kicking and screaming into... I mean, oh fuck. Just let me see more of the shit you have shown about. Where did you get this? How the fuck did you... Who told you to use this shit? How did you use this shit? You just felt driven by some strange voice? A compulsion? Well, which was it? Do you always... I mean, are you on medication or something? Did you miss a dose? Okay. Well, it seems whatever forces compelled and mercifully guided you to summon me were either drunk or pissed off at me. Or both. Where to begin? First, to safely summon a demon, you need 12 spells. I can find only 9. Well, 9-ish. And you only used 6 of them. Why the fuck am I not surprised? Well, I'm so glad the purple burst of dimension-shredding energy was pretty to your mortal eyes. It should have fucking killed you since you forgot to restrain my release into your world. Anyway, you seem to have about 6 different languages and 9 different dialects scattered seemingly at random across all of your spells. Do you even know what languages you used? Can you tell me even one of them? Okay. Also, the summoning circle you used is, well, aside from being kids' concrete coloring chalk scrubbed into your carpet and hardwood floor, pink. You're not only missing several critical glyphs, like the restraining sigil, but you used sigils from competing houses and shadow planes. And Disneyland. And Magic the Gathering, too? And this is the symbol for dark energy from fucking Pokemon? Never mind the details. I am just stunned beyond measure that I'm even here. And you just survived my arrival. How did this not kill you anyway? Yes, kill you. Kill you. The powers you were fucking with seemed to be asleep at the switch because this spell circle should have pissed them off to no end. This alone would be enough to strip and rip your soul across several planes of hell. Twice. You didn't use it? Well, that makes something resembling sense, I guess. Okay, fuck it. Let's move on. Okay. I'm here. I'm yours. What's first on your list? Your list. The targets you wanted me to seduce, confuse, and kill. You summoned a succubus familiar. While I am, of course, yours to have all kinds of fun with, Master, I'm sure you had a plan of some kind to do something with me. What enemies you wanted me to humiliate? Seduce? Turn against their loved ones? Kill? Drain? Combinations thereof? No? No? Of course not. Why am I not surprised? Master, will you please allow me to step away for a moment? Thank you. Okay. Master, I get the feeling we got off on the wrong foot here. I do apologize for any discomfort or fear I may have caused you. Please forgive me. Noise? What noise? Oh, that. Yeah, okay. I kind of raged a bit in that forest over there. Yeah. Beyond those mountains on the horizon? Based upon your stare and apprehension, I can assure you I didn't kill or hurt anyone or damage any human structures. However, in the spirit of good, faith, communication, I will admit that there were probably several wild animals caught in the crossfire. go? Yes, my master. Where would you like me to go? No? Not go? Leave? How is that different from go? Release? Just, what is this babbling bullshit? I mean, I'm sorry, my master. Your familiar is confused. What do you mean for me to do? You wish to release me from your service as your familiar? Yeah, no. That's not gonna happen. You can't. You see, one of these six spells you screwed up, I mean, used in my calling, was a binding spell. I have nothing resembling a coherent fucking idea just how you got that right, but in it, you surrendered part of your life force to me. So, basically, I can't leave until you die. No. I'm not gonna kill you, Master. Ignoring the part that I can't because I'm your familiar, I wouldn't because I'm having a hard time finding a reason to do so. No. Contrary to popular opinion, demons don't really just kill randomly because we can. I mean, we did, but that was a long time ago. There's far too much to explain, and I honestly doubt you'd be able to understand it without a common frame of reference, so let me just say that long ago, there was an accord between three ethereal factions which calmed down all involved. Yeah, so don't worry about it. TLDR, basically, you have to earn it to be killed by one of us. Well, unless we're summoned and sent to kill you at any rate. Oh, but you don't have to worry about that. Not anymore. See, I'm your familiar. You can't be harmed anymore. It's just one of the many benefits of summoning a demon instead of a rat or an owl. They'd stand between you and harm too, but only one of us could survive a thermonuclear blast or two to the face. I can't, or won't, let anyone hurt you. Yeah, people do summon those creatures. Sometimes through choice, and other times it's just the limit of their power. Which is another part of why I was and am still so confused by my summons here, Master. I don't sense enough power from you to have pulled it off, or summon a rat. Is this what it was like for you, Calypso? Yawning? What, am I boring you already? I'm sorry, Master. I didn't mean... Oh, right. Of course. You've surrendered some of your life essence this day. That, on top of everything else, and you're probably just... exhausted. Huh. Come here, my mere mortal Master. What? You all right? My wings? Yeah. Oh. I haven't shown you my complete form yet, have I? Well, check me out. See? Long leathery wings, long tail, horns, bone spine on my elbows and knees, talons on my feet. Impressed? Wait, are you scared? No, Master, you don't have to fear me. Please? Jesus, you really have no idea what you summoned, do you? Okay, just come here. Despite my demonic features, you have to at least see my supple form and large bust, right? Those are attractive to you, right? There you go. Yeah, it's all right. Come here. Yes, that's right. There you go. They're nice, right? Go ahead. Touch me anywhere, Master. Aside from having free rein as my master, I'm personally giving you permission.
Enjoy me. Let me share something special with you. Just relax. Isn't this nice? A little love burrito for two? Aren't my wings soft? No, no, don't worry. I already withdrew my bone spines and talons. They actually wouldn't have hurt you, because I can't and don't want to. But aesthetically, I'm probably more what you're comfortable with in a woman like this. I don't have to? That's sweet of you, but please believe me that I can hold any form without any kind of strain or discomfort. I'm actually inherently a shapeshifter, and I really don't mind being like this for you. And I kind of like this subtle mix of demon traits, horns and wings, with my more seductive human female parts. Go ahead, you can cuddle and touch me. No, it's fine. Aside from you being my master, I'm a succubus. Sexual intimacy is kind of the norm. Indulge to your heart's content. And as my master, know that I can't do anything harmful to you, through action or inaction. This includes seduction magic and mind control. Your desires and your interest in me right now are all your own. Well, your own natural carnal desires at any rate. I do exist now to serve you, master. Oh, look. We're in your bedroom. How did that happen? Oh, you actually want to know. Yes, master. I use the shadow gate. Yeah. That thing you saw me use when I threw my temper tantrum. In fact, you'd have noticed if I hadn't wrapped you up in my wings. You wouldn't have been hurt, though. Just cold. Well, maybe a little breathless and blind. Yeah, it's not for mortals. You'd have healed. Eventually, anyway. Your bed looks pretty comfortable, and you look so tired. Lay down, master. Relax. Let me take care of you. I'll take care of everything. Shh, there we go. Aw, that's so sweet of you. However, again, just skipping past the part that I'm your familiar, you don't have to reform or dominate me or anything like that. This isn't the end of a blind date where you have to put in your A game to get a second date. You already own me, but you never have to worry about satiating me. To be honest, with my kind, most humans don't really care about ringing my bells when the times come anyway. What do I mean? I'm here for you. So if you're tired or worn out, you don't have to hit all my walls to keep me around. Oh, that. See, I'm actually a telepath. And an empath. Humans have no secrets from my kind, and you have none from me. So, I can do anything for or to you. Don't worry about that. As for what to do about me being your familiar, we can deal with that tomorrow. Whoever whispered into your ear might make themselves known after they had such a good laugh at my expense. But for tonight, you're tired and interested. Let me calm you in my own special way. Soothe you, relax you, Just lay down and don't worry about a thing. You've never been this safe in your short human life, in every sense of the term. Just relax and let me take care of you. No rocking my world or anything, you're too tired for that anyways, and I really don't need it. It's kind of refreshing to care for someone instead of answering their every carnal desire. I mean, I will, just later, when you can enjoy it. For now, enjoy this. I bet you're wondering when I took your pants off. Just another sweet talent of mine. You twitch every time I touch it. I promise you're okay. I just want to see you happy. It's okay. I promise you're okay. You're safe. I'm okay. You don't have to do anything, just lay back down, okay? Let me take care of you. Thank you for your tribute. You see? You enjoyed it, right? No, don't get up. Just enjoy what I did for you as much as I enjoy what you gave me. Me? Well, TLDR, you surrendered a little bit more of your essence just now. See, when you humans blow a load or two, you tend to get all tired and such, right? Well, that's because you actually let some of your essence go with the release, plus fluids and stuff. Anyways, don't worry. It's totally natural for your kind. It's just that. For my kind, well, especially my kind, we're able to absorb this energy you release. That said, before you freak out, you will recover. Naturally. Just some rest and a good meal or two, and you won't notice anything is missing. Or absorbed, really. Anyways, just relax, Master. I will be happy to take care of you through the night, but you, just focus on sleeping and recovering. We'll talk more about what I can do for you on our binding later on. That and what's really going on here. How you summoned me. Why that Mickey Mouse scribbling of yours worked. And on top of that, if you really wish, you can even take to breaking the bed and blowing out my back too. I mean, you can try at any rate. And I can tell you more about your essence, how much is mine, and how I get to collect it as part of this, relationship. Lady Calypso? What about her? Well, she was summoned for a deal. You pay X and we perform Y kind of thing. Her beloved was being fucked with by some spiteful fuckwit, so he wanted some payback. Calling a demon lord from the fourth shadow, no less, to basically leave a flaming bag of shit on her doorstep was a bit of an overkill, so that situation was all manners of fucked up. For both of them, actually. Forgive me, my lady. At any rate, the cow he wanted messed with died that night in a totally unrelated car crash, so my lady couldn't do what she was summoned for. That led to a bit of an issue. Well, several issues, actually, but it worked out in the end. They found love. Go figure. As for me, well, I wasn't summoned for a deal. You somehow summoned me as a familiar. While she was here to do a job and leave, I'm here until you pass on. It's permanent. Part of the spells you used surrendered part of your life force to me as a means of binding and obedience. Not all of it. Not even enough to hurt you. Just a portion due me every few weeks. It also prevents others of my kind, demon and otherwise, from coming anywhere near you. While I'm yours, in every sense of the term, now you're mine in some critical ways. Ways that just tell the demon world, if you will, that you're off limits. Now, how you give me your tribute is kind of flexible. I could just take it from you, or you can surrender it to me in more fun ways. Or both. Yeah, like you just did. Hence, you being really tired now. So rest up, Master. Just enjoy being with me. Know that wherever you go from here, I'm at the very least your companion. Your loving companion. Yours to command, to control, to have, and to touch. There you go. Pick a pillow and enjoy. Sleep. Sleep peacefully, my master. Just rest. Go ahead. You can even snore. I can handle it.